Welcome to Short Take. Bayan Laila, born and raised in Syria, began studying architecture at the University of Hama before gaining her first stage experience in Leipzig in 2015. In 2019, she began studying acting at the August Eberding Theatre Academy and graduated in 2023 with a scholarship from the German National Academic Foundation. She has performed at theatres including the Staatsschauspiel Dresden, Volksbühne Berlin and Theater an der Ruhr. Bayan celebrated her breakthrough with the title role in the debut film Elaha in 2023. For this role, she received numerous awards, including the New Faces Award, the First Steps Award, the Bavarian Film Award, and she was nominated for Best Actress at the German Film Awards. In 2026, Bayan will appear in three German productions and will also take on a leading role in an international production. Bayan is a face-to-face German Films Ambassador in 2026. Hi, Bayan.
Hello, hi.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Thank you so much for the invitation. It's my podcast premiere.
We're very honored. How would you describe your current mood in, ideally, three words?
I think a bit overwhelmed, but I'm trying to stay hopeful and positive.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite way to spend time?
It's very boring. I love my work. So working really is the best thing that I can do. But I also love to cook. And I'm trying to be more handy, so doing like stuff in the apartment, repairing some furniture or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
I think it changes constantly, but I think knitting is one of the things that I'm learning now.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little bit obsessed with it.
Very interesting. Just recently, someone, they had just discovered bookbinding. Very, very interesting secret obsessions we're getting here. Talking about your job, what is the favorite job you've done? And obviously, it can be film related or acting related, but it can be something else entirely as well.
I did a series last year with David Navrat, who is an amazing director from Germany.
Yeah.
And I think this was my favorite work. I cannot really describe why, but like the whole experience. We had a great DOP, Tim Kuhn, who you already know. Yeah, so this experience was very special for me.
Yeah. But pivoting a little bit, what is the thing you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think not being judgmental, because I always have the feeling that friendships are the space where I am able to be like myself 100%. And I think also honesty, because I really think it's important that my friends tell me when I'm doing something stupid or maybe strange or not so good.
And going back to your love of cooking, what is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
Oh, I'm vegetarian, 98% of the time. But I like also to eat things that I can put together on the table. So like tacos or summer rolls, I like to have like food as an experience with other people to sit and talk, and I eat very slowly.
Tricky question, rather. If you weren't an actress, what would you be?
A teacher. I think I would be a teacher. Yeah. I love teaching, I think.
Specific subject or just general the teaching experience in itself?
Maybe something with literature or I think languages.
Yeah.
I also studied 3 semesters of German as a foreign second language. So I was supposed to be a teacher, actually. With Arabic and German, I think it's really, really interesting.
Yeah. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I think I would love to be able to speak all the languages. Again, something with language. But yeah, I think it would be really nice because then I can communicate with every person in this. This would be really amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something from an audience perspective, something that you watched that brought you joy, moved you, impressed you?
I just rewatched Succession. And I think this is one of the series that has really changed my mind about storytelling. And I watched, I think, thousands of videos. describing and analyzing everything and the relationships between the characters. And I think this is a very good example of very good storytelling with great acting, great mm-hmm. directing. Like it's so beautiful and so satisfying to watch. I love it.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I just read the book Und alle so still, mm-hmm. which is a book by an Austrian writer. It describes the situation that all the women, they just stop working, stop doing everything, and just they just lay down on the streets and just say, we're protesting, we're not doing anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's a great book. I have to think about it every day, although I read it like, I think, 1 month ago. Yeah. But still, every day I'm thinking about the things that were said in this book.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? And that doesn't necessarily mean that that character has to be heroic. A lot of children's literature is cited usually for that question. So Pippi Longstocking or Ronja Räubertochter or even Harry Potter.
One of my favorite movies is Inside Out. Mm. And I think I love the girl. I love how just ordinary she is.
Yeah.
She's all of us somehow, trying to just figure life out.
Yeah. Now we're getting to the film questions. What is the next possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can mention your own work here as well.
I just started watching the Affäre comics.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious about how it will continue. I just watched the first episode and I liked it so, so, so much. So yeah, this is something that I'm really happy about watching it.
Which German or international upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with or maybe want to work with?
So two directors that I really love are Kurduin Ayub and Sodut Kardan. Kurduin Ayub, she was born in Iraq and lives in Austria. And Sodut Kardan, she's from Syria and lives in London. And I think both of them are great directors, are really so talented, and I admire their work so much.
Thank you for the recommendations. We're pivoting again, and now we're getting a little bit more personal. Mm-hmm. What do you like most about yourself?
I think that I'm really, really hardworking, like I could mm-hmm. work 24/7. And at the same time, I think I'm one of the laziest person that I know. So I cannot like really describe okay. how it is. There was like specific things where I'm really hardworking, and then yeah. there's other things when I'm really lazy and I really enjoy it. So okay. this is something that I really like because I have the feeling that I can manage yeah. my energy in a very good way.
It's a great thing to have or to be. And you probably maybe also already answered the next question. What do you dislike about yourself?
I'm not a patient person.
Okay.
I would really love to be more patient.
Yeah. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I think something that I'm always regretting is that I don't have enough time to speak to my family. I'm always feeling mm-hmm. so bad because they are trying to call me or like send me messages, and they are so supportive yeah. and so lovely, and I love them like so much. And I always feel bad because I'm not available so much of the time.
Which random thing makes you happy?
I love when I call people and they just answer.
Yeah, getting rarer and rarer.
Yeah, exactly. I love the situation when I just call someone and they answer and we speak, and it's like just so easy. Because mm-hmm. the moment when they don't answer and they call me back, then I'm like, I don't want yeah. that.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general? And it's fine if you don't.
I don't think that it's a life motto, but I think inspired from my life, I would say that it's very difficult to say what is impossible or what is not realistic. Mm-hmm. It's not like a specific sentence that I would say, but just to believe that I think almost everything is possible. So we don't know. And if somebody tells me, I don't think this is realistic, I always say, how should you know that? I mean, look at me.
You won't find out unless you try. So
yes, exactly.
And we're already at the last question. Who would play you in a film or a series about your life?
This is interesting. I think, I'm not sure, but I think one of the things that I have to think about, in the last movie that I did last year, my niece, she's 9 years old, and she played my character when I was younger. So we were the same person in the movie. And I think maybe if she's interested in acting in like maybe 10 years or something, maybe this, but we will see if my life is so interesting that you make a movie about it.
That sounds like a perfect solution. David Kos said the same thing. He's like, my younger brother.
But we don't know if she's really interested in it. She was very happy about being on set. She loved everything about it.
Yeah.
But we will see if it stays the same in the next years.
That is very true. And that was it. Thank you so much, Bayan, for sitting down with us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.